When it's Friday and it's the last 2 hours of the show, you know what we do? We open up the phone lines to the vast, intelligent, listening masses of the Talk Radio 570 KVI audience and invite you to call in with your own topics.
Basically, the rich makers are redistributed to the rich takers. That's basically what Obamanomics is all about. That's how it works.
And the madness now!
Simmer down!
No, I'm not going to simmer down!
You finished?
Yes, I am finished!
Thank God it's Friday!
Thank God it's Friday!
And because it is Friday, you get extra leeway and latitude to talk about whatever is on your mind. So again, we open up the lines to give you access to the intelligent listening masses of the KVI audience, 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. All right. If you have been watching CNN over the last couple of weeks, you're one of the few. However, Piers Morgan, who took over Larry King's gig and has managed to drive the ratings even lower than Larry King had at the end of his career, Piers Morgan has become kind of the symbol of the face of gun control in the news media, because he has not only been crusading for it, but he's been comparing America's gun laws and crime rates with what he says the crime rates are in his home country of Great Britain. And he's been doing this night after night, and some of these debates he has, he brings on like conspiracy cranks like Alex Jones, and gets yelled at and comes out of it, looking magnanimous and more informed, while his opposition looks petulant and extreme. Okay, someone has finally fact-checked Piers Morgan. Wasn't ABC, NBC, CBS, wasn't even Fox. It was a local station in Cincinnati, WXIX. And they have a segment on their news called Reality Check. It is hosted by Ben Swan, and they decided to, actually check what Piers Morgan has been saying night after night and see if it measured up.
Over the past few weeks, the argument over gun control has raged, and among those demanding stricter gun laws is CNN host Piers Morgan. There's one particular stat that Morgan has been citing for weeks. In our commitment to balanced news, Ben investigates the truth behind it in Reality Check.
And here is that statistic. This came out, it's come out several times, but most dramatically in that back and forth with Alex Jones.
How many gun murders were there?
Oh, you're going to ban your fist now?
In Britain last year?
No, I don't.
You said hundreds.
It's very low.
You said hundreds?
Yes.
It's actually 35.
Well, the point is, you can...
Against 11... Do you understand the difference between 11,000
and 35?
Yeah,
England wants to ban knives now because tens of thousands are getting stabbed.
But do you understand the difference?
The knife doesn't kill people.
Do you understand?
The gun doesn't kill people.
Yes.
But do you understand the difference between 11,000 and 35? Well, are these statistics accurate? No, they're not.
The stat that Piers Morgan was continuing to cite, one that Great Britain, which banned guns about 15 years ago, had only 35 gun-related murders in 2011, compared to the United States, which had 11,000. Let's start there, because that number is not correct. According to FBI crime stats for 2011, there were 12,664 homicides in the U.S. Of those, 8,583 were caused by firearms. But of those, 400 are listed as justifiable homicide by law enforcement, 260 justifiable homicide by private citizens. On the other hand, it is true that percentage-wise, Britain has a lower gun homicide rate. With a population of 62.6 million, Great Britain saw 59 gun-related homicides for 2011. Still, not the 35 Piers Morgan keeps citing. But that shouldn't be surprising that the gun homicide rate in a country that bans guns would be lower than in a country where guns are not banned. Where the argument falls apart is when you attempt to claim that fewer guns equals less crime. The U.S. has the highest gun ownership rate in the world, an average of 88 guns per 100 people. That puts it first in the world for gun ownership. Yemen is second with 54.8 guns per 100 people. So that means the U.S. has the highest gun murder rate as well, right? Well, no. Honduras, El Salvador, and Jamaica have higher rates. So do 24 other countries. The U.S., despite being number one in gun ownership, is number 28 in gun homicide with a rate of 2.97 per 100,000 people.
Boy, I'm not hearing that on ABC, NBC, CBS, are you? Now, that's interesting. Here we are by far, not just number one, you know, incrementally, but number one by far in the country, in the world when it comes to handgun ownership. 88 per 100 citizens versus 54 for the second place country. And yet we don't even rank in the top 25 in gun violence. But it goes deeper than just gun violence.
Of course, Piers Morgan isn't calling for the U.S. to be more like El Salvador and Honduras. He's calling for us to be more like Great Britain. So what do the numbers look like there? The U.K. has the second highest overall crime rate in the EU. The U.K. has the fifth highest robbery rate, the fourth highest burglary rate. But more importantly, the EU named Britain as the most violent country in the EU. In the U.K., there are 2,034 violent crimes per 100,000 people. That puts it way ahead.
Remember that number. 2,034 violent crimes per 100,000 people. That's 2,034 violent crimes versus 100,000 people. The reason I want you to remember that is that he's going to give you the American figure here in a minute.
Ahead of even South Africa with a rate of 1,609 per 100,000. In the United States, we're not even in the top 10. The U.S. has a violent crime rate of 466 crimes per 100,000 residents. So what this means for you is that while people like Morgan insist that the U.S. can learn from Great Britain, well, maybe we can. What we might learn is that violent crime is not the result of a gun or any tool. It is the result of the heart of men and women. And that is Reality Check.
Kaboom! Bada bing! Piers is done. Somebody, please, help Piers Morgan get off the floor here. Help him get back on his feet. This guy just takes him down completely. Who would have known from all of this? Do you know the difference between 35 and 11,000? Who would have known that behind that misleading statistic is the fact that Great Britain has a violent crime rate that is more than five times higher than the United States? Five times higher violent crime rate there than here. Now, could that have to do with the fact that more Americans are armed and able to take care of themselves? Sometimes brandish these weapons to protect themselves? Just a little bit of food for thought. But it's interesting how Piers Morgan has been misleading people night after night, and when he finally gets fact-checked to the floor, as it turns out, it's by Ben Swan from a local station in Cincinnati rather than from PBS or NBC, CBS, or ABC. Let's hope that throughout the talk radio universe around the country and Fox News, that word of this guy's work gets out, because he deserves a medal.